From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we discuss the ongoing investigation into abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison and how much blame should be placed with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. But first, we go to Iraq. Fighting erupted between U.S. troops and forces loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the holy city of Karbala. As many as 25 of Sadr's fighters were reportedly killed. Ian Fisher of the New York Times is on the line with us. He joins us from Baghdad. Ian, let's begin with the clashes in Karbala today. What more can you tell us about those?
Well, there have been a lot of clashes in a bunch of cities in Iraq against Mr. Sadr's fighters in the last couple of days. These appear to be pretty serious. In Karbala, a mosque was partly destroyed, maybe 25 militia members killed, and they're sort of moving closer and closer to the center of Karbala, which is one of the two sort of holy cities of for Shia Muslims. So it's serious, and the closer it gets to the shrine, the more serious it gets.
And meanwhile, Sadr held a news conference today, and he struck quite a defiant note, from what I understand.
Well, it would be an unusual one if he didn't a defiant note. He obviously said that he expected the Americans to come down very hard, and he called on his militia to, fight the Americans. And he, in fact, drew a parallel to Vietnam, talking and saying that the Iraqis had even more determination than the Vietnamese. On the other hand, he may be negotiating a deal out of this. So, as usual with him, it's very hard to tell.
In fact, yesterday he announced an agreement for ending the standoff in Najaf with the U.S. troops. What happened to that agreement?
Well, it wasn't clear that the agreement was ever final. And again, you can't tell with him. Ever since the sort of clashes erupted after an uprising last month that he sponsored, on several occasions he said, I'll agree to disband my militia. And he talked about acceding to other American demands, but then those sort of frittered away into the air as well. This time he's under a lot more pressure. In these clashes, the Americans have killed quite a lot of his soldiers, maybe 25 today, maybe 40 in Baghdad over the last couple of days. And then his fellow Shia are, it seemed to be putting a lot of pressure on him as well. There's going to be a big demonstration in Najaf on Friday in which sort of more moderate mainstream Shia are talking about throwing his people out of Najaf. So he's under a lot of pressure, and maybe this time will be different. But again, it's hard to tell.
Well, how much support does he have?
Again, the great question. Depends who you talk to. I mean, his greatest support is among sort of poor, angry, sort of hopeless young Shia, especially from the big Shia slum in Sadr City. And they tend to be very militant. The holy cities, Najaf, Karbala, are a bit more moderate, and they depend on, sort of some stability because of the great money that they get on for pilgrimages from other Shia. I mean, my guess is his support isn't huge, but a lot of that depends on sort of, I mean, Muqtada is a bit of a barometer. When people are really angry at the American occupation here, his support tends to go up.
Ian Fisher of the New York Times talking to us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.